A consumer group is out with its annual survey on toy safety. This year's report highlights the availability of toys that have been subjected to recalls. The Massachusetts Public Interest Research Group's annual Trouble in Toyland report focuses on recalled toys that may still be available for purchase at online shopping sites or may already be in the homes of people who are unaware of the recalls. The report lists 44 toys recalled by the Consumer Product Safety Commission between January 2015 and October 2016. 16 of the recalled toys were discovered still available for purchase at online retailers, according to Lindsay Midnick of the MassPerg Education Fund.
We should be able to trust that the toys we buy are safe. However, until that's the case, consumers should understand two things. First, not all recalled toys may be well publicized, so you should check your house to make sure that there aren't any previously recalled toys there. And second, some toys that are recalled may still be available online.
The report did not identify the sites where the recalled toys were found still available for purchase, but Midnick said the information was given to the federal consumer watchdogs. It is illegal to sell a recalled product. Many of the toys were recalled for safety reasons.
We need to protect our youngest consumers from recalled toys.
At a news conference Tuesday at the YMCA in downtown Springfield, Midnick highlighted three of the recalled toys: a pacifier clip that's a choking hazard, a tiny toy drone that was recalled because it overheats, and a beanbag chair.
If anybody's ever had a chair like this, they pop eventually and then it's a mess. But I think that if, more importantly, if they pop, children put that kind of thing in their mouth, and then that's a problem. So that's the deal with this one.
Because toy recalls are typically not well publicized, Midnick said toy shoppers have to do some research on their own by checking the MassPerg, CPSC, and other websites that have updated information about toy recalls. She also urged shoppers to pay attention to the age-appropriate warning labels on toys and conduct a simple test to determine if a toy poses a choking hazard. If the toy fits through the cardboard tube in a roll of toilet paper, there's a risk a small child could choke on it.
Ultimately, it's just about being smart.
At the news conference, Democratic State Representative Jose Tosado of Springfield, who's a member of the House Committee on Consumer Protection, said toy safety is a very serious issue.
We as shoppers, as consumers, really need to do the research so that to make sure that we don't put our young people in harm's way. I mean, it's our responsibility to do that.
State Representative Angelo Pupolo of Springfield praised MassPerg for the annual report.
Just making the public aware of the problems with some of these toys. A lot of times they look so enticing on the shelves and they look great, and most of them are. But, you know, certainly there's some of them that are dangerous, and there has to be, warnings put out. And, you know, we're very, very appreciative of MassPerg to make sure that they get that information out.
For more than 30 years, the MassPerg Education Fund has conducted an annual survey of toy safety, which the organization said has led to over 150 recalls. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.